Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight, people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless you. And we want to say welcome. Welcome to this open heaven. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. We bless the Lord. We give him thanks on tonight. We give him praise. We glorify him, people of God, because despite of everything that's going on, despite of what may have happened, despite of what, listen, he is worthy to be praised. The Lord is worthy to be praised. So we give God thanks and we give God praise, people of God, because no matter what it looks like, listen, it's all working together for your good. It's all working together for your good, people of God. Listen, no happenstance. No happenstance, no hiccups, no slip-ups on God. Listen, the all-seeing eye of God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. His eye is upon you. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. We just want to welcome you again to the Prayer News Network Global. We do want to welcome all of our listeners, all of our listeners internationally. We want to welcome you on tonight, wherever you're listening from. Now dinging, touching into over 110 countries worldwide. And we thank God for that on tonight. We thank him. We bless him. We honor, we glorify the Lord on tonight, people of God, because it is the Lord that is doing it and not we ourselves. So we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, because his works is marvelous in our eyes, isn't it? Yes, it is. It's marvelous in our eyes. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight. People of God, again, we welcome you. Welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is here that we're under an open heaven, people of God, where miracles, signs, and wonders are taking place, where God is saving to the utmost. He's filling with his precious Holy Ghost. So we thank him on tonight, we bless him on tonight, and we always say, Lord, you have your way. This is your platform. This is, glory be to God, you ordered it, you divinely ordered it in the earth, and for this we give you thanks, for this we give him praise. Amen. We praise him, we bless him on tonight, people of God. Listen, while you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in on tonight. Glory to God. Come on in on tonight. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get our speaker up on tonight. But before we do that, we just want to, as always, acknowledge. We just want to acknowledge on tonight our leaders, as always, thanking them on tonight for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanking him on tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James, thanking him on tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, thanking God for the first family on tonight, giving God thanks and praise on tonight. Glory be to God for our senior apostle, none other than Apostle Samuel Huggins James and Lady Rachel on tonight. Thanking God for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Glory to God and elect Lady Doris Tina. Amen. He's our presiding bishop as well as my pastor. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for my leaders, people of God. We thank God for your leaders as well. We thank God for each of your leaders. We esteem them highly. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God. We thank God on tonight. Want to thank God on tonight for our advisory board, our board of advisors. Amen. Giving God thanks and praise for them for the place and space that they hold, on this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. Thanking God for our prayer warrior, our scripture reader. Amen. Thanking God for those, amen, that are hanging in there with us, people of God. We've gone through several twists and turns through the pandemic, but we thank God for those of you that remain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. You remain. You're here. You're listening. You remain. Amen. So we bless God. We thank God on tonight. Again, we just want to ask you, people of God, to go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite someone to come, people of God. God is doing great things. We are live on tonight. We're live on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. I know when we do our rebroadcast, it's hard to tell whether it's live or whether it's Memorex. Amen. Whether it's live, glory to God, or whether it's a replay, a rebroadcasting. But we are rebroadcasting tonight, and we want you to go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite them to come and be a part. Come and hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God again for you, each and every one of you on tonight, people of God. Again, we're going to go ahead and get our speaker up on tonight. Amen, Jesus, just cognizant of the time, etc. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. But before we do, as always, we do want to sanctify the line. We want to sanctify our line on tonight. People of God, sanctify, sanctify, sanctify. Get your heart, your minds ready on tonight. We want to get you ready. Amen. Get you prepped. Amen. Get your faith stirred. Yes, we want to go ahead and get you stirred on tonight to get ready for the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, we believe that there is a word from the Lord. Do you believe that? Yes, I believe that. Amen. And we're touching and agreeing on tonight, and we believe that the Lord will speak on tonight. So we give God thanks, and we give God praise on tonight. We are going to have our missionary fan to come and sanctify our line on tonight. Glory to God. And then right after her, we're going to have Sister Mary to come with our scripture reading. And then after that, people of God, we're going to bring forth our speaker tonight, and that is none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. People of God, you know she is no stranger to the line, but she has a standing commitment. And we thank God for her on tonight for maintaining, holding to. She has, by God ordination, what she has agreed to. So we give God thanks for her, amen, Jesus, for her commitment, her dedication to come and be a part of this Prayer News Network Global, amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen. She's coming to us, people of God, by way of Nassau, Bahamas. She's coming to us now. Glory be to God. She's coming to us now from Thanks, Alabama, Brundage, Alabama. We thank God, amen, our headquarters church ministry. We thank God for her on tonight, people of God. And again, we tonight introduce to some, we do present to others, none other than Prophetess Evangelist Sharon Duncombe. In that order, people of God, get yourselves ready. Get your hearts ready to hear what the Lord will say on tonight. Glory to God. Missionary Fan, you have the platform on tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we magnify you. We glorify you right now, Lord God. We lift you up right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise your holy name. Lord God, we thank you right now for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you right now, Lord God, for allowing us to come once again in your presence, Lord. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to look out upon us tonight, Lord. And Lord God, we're asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for in and everything that we may have done that wasn't pleasing to your sight. We ask you right now to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, all our iniquities, Lord. Once again, Lord God, we come before you, Lord God, asking you to look upon each and every one of us tonight, Lord. We're asking you right now, Lord God, to hear our prayer, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to just forgive us, Lord God, even the very thoughts that we may have had that just wasn't like you. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and hear our voice on tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, with a repentant heart, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move on the line tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move on each and every one of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for and near, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come, Lord God, tonight on one accord, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touching, Lord God, and agreeing that you may have your way tonight on this line and let your will be done, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to praise your holy name, just to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for another day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for another chance, Lord God, to come to hear further from you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, with our ears, Lord God, attending to your word tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to open up our ears, Lord God, open up our spiritual eyes, Lord God, that we may hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, just to heal once again, deliver, set free. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight to say thank you. We thank you so much, Lord God, for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you're going to do. We thank you for healing. We thank you for delivering. We thank you right now, Lord God, for setting free. Thank you right now, Lord God, for filling with the Holy Ghost on tonight, Lord God, on this line. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to help us, Lord God, to decrease in our flesh that we may hear what the Spirit, Lord God, is saying on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to bless every woman, boy, and girl, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you right now, Lord God, to bless the woman of God tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to let your choice anointing fall tonight, Lord God, in each and every one of our dwelling places, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to help us, Lord God, to receive what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come asking you to move this night. To Bradley, have your way, Lord God, and help us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless each and every one of us on this line, Lord God, on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to move, Lord God, in a very, very special way, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we'll be so careful. We'll be so careful to give your name the praise. We'll be so careful to give your name the honor and the glory, for you are worthy, Lord God, of it, Lord God. If we had 10,000 tongues, Lord God, we couldn't praise you. We couldn't show you enough how much we appreciate you, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And with every heart, we say amen on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Do it with knowledge among you. Let him show up and work with meekness or wisdom. But if you have bitter enemies and strife, stop and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descending not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. I have read to you the third chapter of James, the 13th through the 18th verse, to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen, we do give God glory. We bless him tonight. He's worthy, hallelujah, of the praise. He's indeed worthy of the glory. Glory to God. There is none like him. There is none beside him. I believe those of you under the sound of my voice, hallelujah, we are alive and we are in the land of the living. And it was nothing but the hallelujah, the grace of God that have us here tonight. It's nothing about it, nothing but the grace of God that have us in the land of the living. Hallelujah. If we look back over our lives and begin to think things over, we can say, hallelujah, that God has been blessed and he's made our lives testimonies. We can look back and say, I didn't get here today, but God has been faithful to me, bless his name, and that he's brought me from such a mighty long way. Bless his name. And so we do give God the glory. We do that has come from every area of the earth, hallelujah, to listen to what God is saying unto the church. Hallelujah, his body on tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. I thank God for the protocol that has already been established. I do come into agreement with that tonight. And I do give God thanks for my pastor, who's the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, Elder Lindsay, his wife, bless his name. I give God thanks tonight for Evangelist Bradley, hallelujah, and the prayer warriors and the advisors of this prayer line. And every time I come, I do not take it lightly. Bless his name, that this assignment, I believe, God has formed for me to be a blessing in your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And so I thank God tonight, and I greet you tonight from wherever you're listening from. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're getting ready to go into the word of God. Let's just have a short prayer. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus, for being in the midst of us. Thank you for the privilege, oh God, to be able to be used by you to declare your word, God, to this people on tonight. Father, I thank you that you would decrease me so that you could decrease me so that your anointing would increase. Hallelujah, Jesus, increase. Ooh, glory to God in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, increase the anointing that will make, God, this word go forth easy. Release your power, your presence, your glory, God, over this platform. Release your fire tonight over this platform, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Ignite the fire upon us tonight, Lord God, as we bring forth your word. Oh, God, in the air, into the ears of the hearers. Hallelujah. God, tonight we want to praise you from whom all blessings flow. We want to praise you, every one of us, as your creatures, created beings that are here below. Now, God, be glorified. Anoint, oh, God, this people. Cover us with the shed blood against every backlash and every spirit of retaliation tonight, God, and any interference, oh God, neutralize the powers of the prince of the air in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless his name. Now, tonight, I'm going to deal with a topic that is called time. It is time to hold on. Your change is coming. It is time to hold on. Your change is coming. Bless his name. And I'm dealing with Genesis chapter 32. I'm talking about the life of Jacob on tonight. Bless his name. And Jacob was a person, I believe everybody knows the story of Jacob's life. Most people call him a deceiver and call him a trickster, but God turned his life around, and God changed everything about him, the glory out of his life. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so tonight, as we go through this, we want to see how awesome God can be and how what it took for Jacob, to have his name changed. What caused his life to be changed, bless his name. And tonight, God wants to change so many things about us. God wants to change so many things in our lives. Glory to God. He wants to change our environment. There's so much things. If we, hallelujah, tonight, if we would allow God to do it, hallelujah, God, because there's a paradigm shift, and God is changing and rearranging a lot of things that are happening in the earth and in the lives of his people. But we've got to make ourselves available. We have to move with the shift that is going on in the body of Christ. We have to be available with the shift that God is doing in the name of Jesus to even go to the next level that he is pouring out in the earth, in the body of Christ in this last hour. And we will read Genesis from Genesis chapter 32 and from verse 26. And it says, "And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. Said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou doest ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halt upon his thigh. Therefore, the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh until this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Bless his name. Now, tonight, people of God, we're dealing with Jacob, how he fight, or he fought with God, and how he refuses to let go, hallelujah, until he receives what he desires. Glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus, hallelujah, on this night. We are talking about Jacob and who the man who wrestled with God and got what he wanted. Bless his name. How many of us tonight are in a wrestling match? Maybe not with God, but with some demonic force. Some things are happening in your life. Bless his name that you have to wrestle with. Hallelujah. But God is saying your change is going to come. Hallelujah. Your wrestling match will soon be over. Bless his name. Your change is here. Bless his name. We are talking about Jacob who wrestled with God and got what he wanted. Bless his name. Sometimes when there is something that you want or desire, you got to be persistent. You got to be determined. Bless his name, to get that thing that you want or that you desire. And so that's what Jacob did. He wrestled with God and got what he wanted. When Jacob left his father-in-law, because everybody know the story, what he did to his brother, how he deceived his brother and took his birthright. And his parents sent him away, and so he ended up in his father-in-law. He ended up by Laban, his mother's brother, and got married. And so we're taking it from where he came back. He was headed back home. So when he left his father-in-law with all that he had, he was going back to the same brother that he deceived. He was going back to face the same brother that he tricked and stole his rightful place as the first son. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, on tonight, Jesus, help us on tonight. He had to go back. He knew it was time to go back because God told him to go back home. And how many of you know tonight, if you are in that position like Jacob, will you take a chance to go back home, knowing that he just might be waiting on you to take your life for the wrong that you've done to him? But when Jacob left his father-in-law with all he had, he was going back to face Esau's brother, not knowing he was going to, if he were going to kill him or not. Bless his name. because of what he did to him many years ago. Now Jacob already got married and had children and two wives, and so he had been away for a very long time. Glory be to God. And so now to go home and face his brother, I believe he was shaking in his boots. I can't imagine the fear that come over him, but he had to obey God. Bless your name tonight, Jesus. How many of you know that God will do things like that? He will send you back into the same place where you fear going. He will send you in some places that will cause you, my God, think twice before you go there. Sometimes we might say, this can't be God sending me back into the place that he just delivered me from, that he set me away from. But that's what God did to Jacob. He had to go back, brother, that became his enemy. Bless his name, hallelujah, tonight. So he had the spirit of fear. He now began to operate in the spirit of fear. Glory be to God. He did not know what to expect when he went back home. And I don't know, I believe if we put ourselves in his position, I can imagine. I think I would be so afraid to know that God is telling me go back to a place that I could have been killed, a place that I could have lost my life, and now you set me free by sending me away. Now you're telling me, God, that I must go back to face my enemy who's probably ready to take my life. How many of you know tonight God will do things just like that to test your love and to test your faith, my God, in him? Blessings in Genesis chapter 32, 1 to 7 says, and Jacob went on his way, and hallelujah tonight, God, and the angel of the Lord met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, under the land of Seir, the country of Edom. Bless his name tonight. And he commanded them, saying, thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau, thy servant. Jacob said thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed here until now. And I have oxen and asses, flocks and maidservants, women servants, men servants. I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in his sight. The messenger returned to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, bless his name, and also he cometh to meet thee with 400 men with him. Oh, glory to God tonight. And Jacob was greatly afraid, glory to God, and distressed, hallelujah. He divided the people that was with him and the flocks and herds and the camels into two bands or two different groups. Even though God showed Jacob that he was with him, by allowing him to meet some angels, not just one angel, but God allowed Jacob to come in contact with angels to let Jacob know, hey, I have your back. All is well. Don't you be afraid. But he couldn't comprehend. He couldn't understand what God was doing at that point. He allowed the spirit of fear to take over his mind. Hallelujah tonight. He saw the angels with his own eyes, not just one. So tonight as we look at this, God is telling us tonight, you are not alone. I may send you into some places, maybe to do some mission work, and the atmosphere might not be conducive. It may be in the ghetto where you have bloodshed. It may be, my God, in the drug dealer's camp. You don't know where God will tell you to go. Bless his name. He may send you back, hallelujah, to some family member just like Jacob had, hallelujah, ready to kill you because of what you did. Bless his name. And to hear God tell you go into a place that you might die, I'm quite sure everyone or most of us on this platform tonight would think twice before we go, hallelujah, and do what God tells us to do. But Jacob, even though he saw the backup plan of God, even though he saw that God have his back, he still became so afraid, my God, because he didn't know by him coming in contact with his brother if he would reach his final destination, which was his homeland.
In Psalm chapter 91, hallelujah, it says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels, hallelujah, tonight, charge over thee to keep thee in all of thy ways. Hallelujah tonight, Lord God. They shall hallelujah, Jesus, yes, God. They hallelujah, Jesus, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, mighty God, tonight. God is telling us they shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. Bless the name of the living God tonight. He said, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? So when I thought about Jacob, this scripture came to my mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That this God promised us the hedge of protection. God promises that angels are there to keep us. Hallelujah. Unless you dash your foot against a stone. What is God saying? Unless you willfully go out there and mess up. Unless you determine in your mind that I am going to sin, I'm going to do it my way. God say, unless you decide to do that, no angels can protect you because you made the decision to go against the will of God. You made the decision to do it your way, and so you suffer the consequences. And so God said, unless you, they will protect you unless you decide to be a fool and go out there and make things happen the wrong way in your life. Glory to God. Then what you do, move the hedge of protection of the Lord God from around you. And so this scripture, hallelujah, besets Jacob, but he not only, see, we don't even see angels, but he had the opportunity to physically look on these angels that God set to him and let him know, hey, you are in good hands. You don't need to fear your brother. Glory be to God. Don't we know that if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. With God on our side, who can my God come up against us in this last hour? Luke chapter 4, 10 to 11, it says, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands shall they bear thee up, lest thou any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And so we see here, the same word is repeated in the New Testament by Jesus Christ. Bless his name. So glory to the Bible. Says he was telling Jesus that. Bless his name. When he was on the mount tempting him. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he was quoting the scriptures. Glory to God. So the Bible says not only was Jacob greatly afraid, but he was in distress. He was not just afraid, but greatly. Listen, the Bible says he was greatly. Hallelujah. When you think about something that is great, that is a dynamic amount of fear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He became so afraid. Hallelujah. That he didn't know what to do with himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so he decided, hallelujah. Glory to God. That my God, he was going to strategize to save his family. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that Esau, who was coming to meet him, would not destroy him and his family. Glory to God tonight. When he heard tonight, glory to God, that his brother Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men, this caused him to get so stressed out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so afraid that he decided, you know what, before this man comes and kill all of us one time, I need to just make a separation. Hallelujah. He sent a herd. He sent some present to his brother with his animals and his flocks. He kept his family behind. Glory be to God, so that he could protect them. He wanted to make amends with his brother, so it was like a payment to tell Esau he was sorry for what he did. Bless his name. How many of us been there before where we know, hallelujah, tonight that God is with us, but still we allow that spirit called fear to stop us from walking into our purpose and into our destiny. Bless the name of the living God on tonight. Jacob, my God, hallelujah, had to find a way to protect himself. my God, to just come together with his servant and his family and say, we need to find a way out of this, because if you listen to what the Bible says, Esau is coming with 400 men. Hallelujah. I believe tonight they would outnumber Jacob's little army that he had. And so if you look to the eyes of Jacob, I believe, hallelujah, this man already planning his death sentence. He already had in his mind, we are going to die. Let's get ready for our death. Bless his name. Servants returned to let him know what was happening. The news was horrifying, which made him to stop and take a look. He had to stop and think. Hallelujah, God. He had to find out what his brother was dealing with, glory to God, before he made a move to go toward him. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so what Jacob did with his wife and children, he decided, hey, I got to divide you into two sections. He did, who was Rachel's children and who was Leah's children. He decided to put them together, bless his name. And how many of us know tonight, hallelujah, God, there is a place of instruction that God will give us to let us know, hallelujah, that the right thing to do at the right time. And so I believe that Jacob was being led by the Spirit of God to know what to do, hallelujah, because he was so afraid. Bless his name. He was so horrified by the actions of his brother coming at him, coming to meet him with 400 men. And if you look at the word distress, it means that he was in a, he began to feel like he was cramped in a cramped space, in a narrow place. It made him feel like he was going to be strangled. Bless his name. That's just how he felt. When you are stressed out, you feel like you really can't breathe. So I could imagine Jacob trying to breathe fresh air. But what he was thinking about and what bothered him so much, he could not even think straight at that moment. So he had to make plans, hallelujah, for the next move in his life, for the next move to save his family life. Distress also means anxiety, sorrow, or pain. It means also suffering, ache, affliction, torment, torture, discomfort, headache, heartbreak, misery, wretchedness, sorrow, grief, woe, sadness, unhappiness, desolation, despair, trouble, worry, and uneasiness. And so, can you imagine? The Bible says he was in distress. And so all of these definitions is what Jacob was dealing with, because he knew that he had done his brother wrong. He knew, hallelujah, and he felt that this is now payback time. God, you're telling me to go back home. You're telling me to go face troubles. You're sending me to someone who really don't like me, who probably don't want to ever see me again. But in the midst of it all, he had to put away the fear that he felt and work on a plan, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, to save him and his family. If we look at Genesis chapter 32, 9 to 12, it says, and Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto my country. He told God, you told me to do this. He said, and unto my kingdom, and I will deal well with thee. And so he began to pray and remind God, you told me to do this, but now my brother is coming with all of these men. Holding the God on tonight. When some said, I am not worthy of the midst of all the mercies and all of the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I have become two bands. He became two group of people. In other words, what he was saying, now my family is divided into groups. And deliver me, I pray thee, from the hands of my brother, from the hands of Esau, for I saw him, you shall have come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, hallelujah tonight, I will surely do thee good and make thy seed as the sand of the sea. My God tonight, which cannot be numbered for multitude. Hallelujah tonight. In these verses of scripture, we see remind God of the promises. He said, God, you promised me that you're going to make my seed as the sand of the seashore, that he was going to make him great. His prayer is that God will be able to keep his promise to if to him, if he and him and his children die. And so what God, what Jacob was telling God, if you allow Esau to kill me and my family, then you have not kept your promise and keeping your word to me when you told me that my seed would be like the sand on the seashore. Hallelujah. And so he had doubt, he had fear, and he had unbelief operating on the inside of us. On the inside of him. But what is God saying to us? What is God trying to tell us here through Jacob? He is simply saying, if he promised you something tonight, hold on, because change is coming. Yeah, hallelujah. If he promised you something, then hold on, people of God, because God said to tell you, your change is coming. Your change is coming. You got to believe your change is coming. He is a covenant-keeping God. God said to tell you tonight, he is a promise-keeping God. He will not let you or your children die. Glory be to God if he promised you something. Hallelujah, Jesus, concerning your life and the life of your children. He said he will watch over his word to perform it in your life. If you remind me of my word, he said it shall not return to him void. He might God on tonight. He might shamble the Mahosa. He might gamble the Mahosa. He's a God that will fulfill the plan and the purpose in your life. God is not a man that he should lie. He is not the son of man that he should repent. So anything that God has promised you, this is a time to look out. Hallelujah. For God said in the season to people that he's getting ready to do what he promised. He said, hold on, your change is here. He said, hold on to some of you. It is on the way. Like our apostle told us, the camels are on the way. And so God is saying tonight, hold on, no matter what you're going through. Hallelujah. You may be having the spirit of fear like Jacob. But he said, don't be afraid. Just hold on, because your change is on the way. Jacob began to pray for deliverance from the hand of his brother because he was afraid of him. He was afraid that his brother, my God, would mess him up. Glory be to God on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We've got to understand that that's just how the devil works. That's just how the enemy works. He wants to take you back in a corner. He wants to back you up in the corner so you can become afraid and not do what God tells you to do. He wants to back you in a corner so you won't believe what God is saying unto you. He wants to back you in the corner so the spirit of doubt will predict that you can't go. Will predict you better don't face what you're about to face, because you just might die doing what you're supposed to do. You might die even though God told you to do it, even though you know God said that I am with you, but the devil, Satan, will make you feel that God is not with you, and so he will back you in the corner, hallelujah, my God, and have plans to take your very life. We've got to understand, hallelujah, tonight, that this is now the time to get as serious as we can with our walk with the Lord. Hallelujah, because God is changing things in favor of the saints. He's changing things in the favor of those who are committed, who are willing, and who are obedient. This change that is taking place is not for those who are just saying, I know God, but don't go to church. Don't serve him. They know God by lip service. Glory to God tonight. They know God by reading a Bible, maybe a scripture or two. But to know God is to have a relationship with him. To know God is to know, my God, what is being said in his word. To know God is to spend time in prayer with him. It's to spend time in worship with him. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah tonight. And so we got to understand that this is a time. God is saying, get my word. Get my word. Get it in you. Because when trouble comes, you have the authority to remind me of my word and watch me bring it to pass. Bring it to God on tonight. In verses 13 to 21, we see Jacob sending this to his brother as a sign that he was sorry for the rebate. Jacob used the same made it easy. It made room for him to go back to his father's land, to go back homeland. And so God says, when I give you a gift, do something with it. Just don't let it lie dormant. Do something with the gift that I have given you. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. God is speaking. Hallelujah. So do something with your gift. Don't let your gift lie dormant. And so as we see Jacob moving toward Esau, hallelujah, he make amends with his brother by sending, hallelujah, what he had to give. Bless his name. Sometimes it goes to take the extra mile. It's going to take us going the extra mile. Hallelujah, for God to do the changes in your life. How many of you tonight on this line are willing to go the extra mile, is willing to do something extra in order for God to bless you, in order for God to move for you? Hallelujah, on tonight. Hallelujah, his gift to his brother was 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 lambs, 20 rams, 30 male camels with their coats, 40 cows and 10 bulls, he had 20 female donkeys and 10 foals. This is a total of 580 animals inscribed here. The camel alone, if he just gave him the camels alone, it would have been enough valuable thing to give his brother to show him that he was sorry. But he gave him much more than just camels. How many of you went to camp meeting if you're part of this ministry and you heard Apostle talk about the camels coming? And so we see here in this chapter, it deals with the camels, who is of great value. Hallelujah. And if he had just given his brother Esau the camels, it would have been enough for Esau to say, okay, Jacob, I accept what you did. I am happy with what you did. I forgive you. But he sent 500, my God, and 80 animals to show his brother how sorry he was. How many of us tonight, when we do something wrong, what type of apologies do we give? What kind of gift do we give to show that person, hey, I'm really sorry for what I did. I want you to forgive me. Bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. So here God is saying, those of you who are gifted, he is saying your gift will make room for you, but you've got to do something with it. If it's lying dormant, it's time to do something with the gift that he has given you. Hallelujah tonight. In Genesis chapter 32, 13 to 21, and he launched there that same night. And we're talking about Jacob right here. And took off that which he came, which came to his hand, a present for Esau his brother. Bless his name. And he sent them to his brother. Hallelujah, God. And so as we look at this, in verse 13, Jacob decided to take a break, hallelujah, and to get things together while sending this gift to see if Esau is still upset with him, to see if his brother will accept the gift that he sent. Bless his name. And so I believe tonight, hallelujah, as we read the scripture, and most of us know that Esau, hallelujah, didn't need it. But it is in the world where Esau did forgive Jacob, bless his name. And so after Jacob's great prayer of faith, he stood in that same place instead of moving forward. He decided that I'm going to stay behind because I need to spend some time with God. I need to stay behind and regroup. I need to stay behind and get my thoughts together, because remember that he was afraid. And so he had to regroup and get his mind back, oh my God, intact. Verses 22 to 24, he decided to separate his family. Glory to God. We've got to get to a place in our lives. Glory to God. When we see the battle begins to rage against us, when trial comes in our life, it is time to seek the face of God. It is the time to get rid of every distraction. And so what Jacob did, he had to get rid of his family. He had to get rid of everybody, and he decided to stay alone and spend some time with God. And so God is saying unto us tonight, it is time to get rid of everything that is separating you from me, everything that is distracting you from spending time in my presence. He said, get alone. Hallelujah tonight. When trials come in your life, God said, get alone. He said, just hold on. Your change is coming. It is the time to seek the face of God. People of God, we are in the last hour. And some of us, God, we got to be like Jacob. We've got to get alone. life. God is saying, get rid of it. Hallelujah, all tonight. And anyone that will keep you, anybody that is tied to you, anybody that is associated with you, and they're keeping you from pursuing God, get rid of them. Hallelujah. Put them away out of your life. Every soul, God is saying tonight, put it away. Put it away. Put it away. Hallelujah. He said, you need, it is time to seek my face. Hallelujah. That is good. Glory to God. He said, hallelujah. Oh, God, with me tonight. What, my God, anything that you're spending too much time with, more than you're spending with God. God said, you need to take a look at yourself. Come back. We need to check ourselves because God is saying unto us tonight, like Jacob, hallelujah, he wants to spend some time with us, hallelujah. Glory to God. And so whatever is stopping me and whatever is stopping you from praying the way you should pray, glory to God, hallelujah, that's stopping you from worshiping God the way you should worship God, from it's stopping you from praising God the way you should praise God, hallelujah, God. Then you get to a place like Jacob, and you don't know what else to do alone with God. Jacob had to be left alone so that God can deal with him. Hallelujah. On tonight. Glory to Bashanday, yes, God. There were Bashekanda, yes, God. There were changes in his life. Hallelujah, Jesus. That needed to be made to fortify him. Hallelujah, God. To face his brother before Jacob was able to go and face Esau. God had to prepare him naturally and spiritually. And so, hallelujah, this fortification in his life took place by him getting rid of his family, getting rid of everything, and he spent some time in the presence of Almighty God. Thank you, Lord God. Someone, hallelujah, God, my shepherd of the host, that he saw as an enemy. He saw his brother as an enemy. And so he was relying on God to really keep him. He was relying on God to really protect him. God is saying, before we can face or challenge, hallelujah, or before we can face our enemies, we need to be fully equipped and ready to deal with anything the devil will throw at us in this last hour. Hallelujah. Before you go out there and say you're facing, you're challenging the devil, we are no match for Satan. We are no match for the devil. And so God is saying, I need to fortify you. I need to prepare you. And this comes with separation. This comes with spending quality time in the presence of Almighty God. When we find ourselves faced with problems or troubles, sometimes it will take our God, Jesus Christ. Sometimes what you're going through will take sleep from your eyes. You'll find yourself can't sleep at night. You will find yourself in a place of desperation when you need to pray and do some God for the next move that you need to make in your life. But like Jacob, he got rid of everyone and everything. He realized what he was about to encounter might be more than he could handle. And so God is looking for us to come into a secret place, hallelujah, on tonight, to have an encounter with him. So Jacob decided to be by himself, glory to God, tonight. And he had this encounter with God. This is how God is looking, glory to God, for those who have a burning desire, a burning, my God, desperation to be alone with him so he can prepare them for the ministry. Let me tell you something. Ministry is hard work. And so God is saying tonight, if you have a ministry, I want to prepare you for ministry. I want to fortify you for this ministry. But now you got to get in a place, a secret place with me. You got to get, my God, in a place alone with me so that I can speak with you, so that I can communicate with you. Bless his name. Those of you that have a vision or a dream, my God, the most shining of higher, God said, get alone with me. I showed you some visions, and I showed you some dreams. Maybe you don't understand it, but if you spend time with me, I can interpret it for you. I can bring it clear to you. Hallelujah, on tonight. Maybe he promised you something in the future. Glory to God, and you're still waiting on it. God said, hold on, because your change is here. Hold on, my God, your change is on the way. He showed them, my God, that the change was coming. He showed Jacob that his change was coming. But Jacob, oh my God, was so afraid. Hallelujah. How many of you tonight, God said, I'm showing you what I'm about to do, but you're afraid to step out and take. You're afraid to take a chance. You're afraid that it just might not work out. Oh, glory to God, but we bind the spirit of fear tonight before your life. If there is something that God has been telling you to do, and you are procrastinating, and you keep putting it off because you don't know what the end will be, hallelujah, it's the spirit of fear that is operating around you. Hallelujah, and God is, if you just come into my presence and spend some time with me, then I will show you and I will change some things in your life. He promised Jacob something, but Jacob could not receive them, hallelujah, the way he was. He had to change. God had to change him. There are some, my God, tonight. Everybody know that Jacob was a no good man. Everybody know that Jacob was very deceptive. He was a liar. And so God said, I have to change you. I can't send you back to your brother Esau. I can't send you back to your family the same way you left. Glory to God. And so God might send you somewhere far away. Hallelujah. And when it's time for you to go back home, God said, before I send you back home, I got real reason to see some things with you in this other country. I got to make you ready to go back, maybe to do a ministry back home, maybe to face some giants back home. Hallelujah tonight. How many of you know tonight God said, hold on, because your change is coming. Thank you, Lord God. There is a release that is happening. There is a release. I'm telling you, I feel it. God is releasing some things in the atmosphere that is being held up. Some things in your life that have been held up. Hallelujah, for a long time. But sometimes God is telling you tonight that your change is here. Hallelujah, tonight God is showing I am releasing it. The promises that I've given to you, he said, I am releasing it in this paradigm shift that is happening. Hallelujah, my God. There is a story that God is releasing, and there are things dropping in this fire that God is releasing. If you read verses 24 to 31, after Jacob sent his family across the book, Reuben, he was left to you and found himself in a mortal battle with a man. He was determined to win the fight. Glory be to God and tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you look at the word Jabbok, which is spelled, it means emptying. It means empty. It's a stream which intersects the mountain range of Gilead and falls into the Jordan on the east about midway between the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. And so that's where this battle took place. Bless his name, in that area. So God is saying, you're going to go through some battles. You're going to find yourself in some areas where the battle is going to take place. And so God wants to prepare you. So when you get into that place where this battle is happening, it may be on your job. It may be with your business. It may be someplace. Oh, God, you meet someone, and they're just coming up against you. It could be in the church. Hallelujah. God said, but I'm getting you ready for what the battle that you are getting ready to fight in the name of Jesus. This is the hour, people of God. God is calling us into more prayer. More prayer is more power. Glory be to God. He is taking us into a spirit. There are some things that God is taking us into that's going to require us to be equipped. There are some spiritual battles that is happening in the atmosphere, and there's some natural battles that is happening in the earth that we need to be ready to deal with it. This is a time of warfare prayers. Hallelujah, like you've never done it before. We cannot pray the same prayer that we used to pray before because the demonic forces have intensified upon the face of the earth. Glory to God, last night, God spoke and talked about it last night, that he talked about the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so he's taking us now to Jacob to let us see that Jacob had to be fervent in what he is doing. He had to be, it was an intense fight that he was in. But oh God, tonight, God is saying tonight that he had an encounter with God. And so God is saying, I want to have an encounter with you. hallelujah, on this in this last hour. God is looking for available vessels that he can deal with, that he can come and communicate with. Hallelujah, God. God is looking for some vessels, some people that he wants to change on him. And he changed Jacob's name. He wants to change your attitude. Hallelujah, God. Jacob's attitude and Jacob's name and his character, all of that had to be changed before he went back home. Jacob was so determined to get what he had been fighting for that he refused to let that angel go. Blessed be he refused to let that man go, that angel go that he was fighting with. The angel touched the socket of his hip, and his joints were loose, which means he was in some pain. But instead of being in the pain, he still refused to let that angel go. The angel told Jacob, let me go, but he still refused to let that angel go. Can you imagine how strong Jacob must have been to fight against an angel? And the Bible says it was an all-night encounter. He fought my God from the night until the sun began to rise. He was determined, glory to God, to get his blessing. And so when God is saying, do you really want something from me? When you are determined to get it, then you might have to fight some battles that is going to cause you to have some pain. It's going to cause you, my God, to go through some things. But you got to hold on, because your change will come when you stay in the battle, when you stay committed, when you stay dedicated, when you stay determined, you will win the victory. Can you imagine it tonight, people of God? This man, just a mere man, fighting, hallelujah. And the Bible said it was not just an angel or a man, but Jacob was actually wrestling against God himself. Hallelujah. On tonight, God is showing us here what a determined person can accomplish if they are persistent. Are we persistent tonight in the things of the Lord? Are we persistent in our prayer life? Are we persistent, my God, in going to services? Are we persistent, my God, in the name of Jesus, in living holy and walking upright before God? Are we persistent in showing love and kindness to each other in the body of Christ? Are we persistent, my God, Jesus, help me tonight. Oh, God, in forgiveness. Hallelujah, my God. Are we persistent tonight? Hallelujah to Jesus in the work and the assignment that he has given us to do. Hallelujah, Jesus, are we? That's a question that God is asking. Are we persistent? Hallelujah. God wants to know, are we desperate? Jacob was desperately, oh God, he was so desperate. He determined, he was desperately in need of a blessing. He said, if you hold on and fight like Jacob, this is what God tell me to say to you. If you hold on and fight like Jacob, change is coming. If you hold on and fight like Jacob, changes will take place in your life. But how desperate are you? And how determined are we? Hallelujah, on tonight. Glory to God. How desperate and determined and persistent are you during the time? Oh, God, when you spend time alone with God, God is asking us a question. And when you're doing things for the kingdom of God, how persistent and desperate and determined are we to win souls for the kingdom, to go out there, my God, and witness for the kingdom, to reach the drug dealers and to reach the drug addicts, reach the prostitutes, reach that homosexual? How desperate, how noble, stronger are we called regular kindness? Are we to please God? How desperate are we tonight, people of God? All glory to God tonight to do what God tells us to do. Are we desperate like Jacob tonight to accomplish the assignment that God has placed on our life? How many of you ever found yourself like Jacob? You can't sleep at night, wrestling all night in prayer. Blesses me because you need God to move on your behalf and change your things in your life. Or you just found quality time with God throughout the middle of the night. Maybe God, my God, took sleep from your eyes so that he can have an encounter with you. How many of you know that God will book to inside about when he wants your undivided attention? He might just tell you, stay up and spend some time with me through the night. But are we obeying God? Are we sensitive to the voice of God? When you begin man to speak to you in this phone, that you will obey him, that you will fight and wrestle all night long until you get a release from God, until you get something, God, that you couldn't get off your own strength. But it took God to bring you through. It took God to see you through. How many of us tonight, hallelujah, God is saying, if you do it, hallelujah, if you obey my voice, if you hear my voice, there will be a release that will take place in your life, and a change will take place in your life. The fire of God will come in your life. Let me tell you something. The more time you spend in prayer, the more the fire of God will ignite in your life, the more light God will send on higher, the more encounters you have with God, the more the fire of God will take over your life. We thank God tonight. God is saying it's time to come up higher in the things of the kingdom. Maybe he wants to change some situation and circumstances in your life. Can you think of something in your life that has been bothering you? Something that you've been praying for? Something that you've been asking God that you needed to change, that you find that is not moving? Maybe God is saying unto you tonight, spend some time with me. Get alone with me. Let me show you me. Let me have an encounter with you. And then you'll see the things will begin to turn around. We find ourselves on the phone throughout the night. We may find ourselves watching television throughout the night or just doing something else. If we cannot fall asleep, so why don't we take that time and go to the shender and spend it with Jesus throughout the night? Can you imagine Jacob and the angel just rolling around in the dirt? The Bible said they were wrestling. The Bible said they were struggling. And so I believe Jacob and this angel was all over the dirt, just rolling and rumbling in the dirt. But Jacob said, I refuse to let you go. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let you go. Bless his name. Hallelujah. The Bible said he was not just wrestling with a man, but he was wrestling with God himself. And if you read Genesis, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be changed. No more, sorry, shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with man, and you have prevail. Listen here tonight, people of God, on from every nation under the sound of my voice. Jacob struggled with God. He wrestled with God, and Jacob won the fight. He was a true prevailer. We just said the first cycle where we talk about true prevailer. The Bible says he prevailed. So Jacob was seen as a true prevailer in the eyes of God, that he refused to give up. He refused to throw in the towel. God is saying tonight, we got to get in ourselves in a position to stop throwing in the towel. Stop giving up so easy. Let me see things to work in our favor. When things are not turning around, he said, be like Jacob on tonight. Hold on, hold on. Hold on as much as you can, and as long as you can. And if you show God that you are determined and you are persistent, then you will see the hand of God begin to move in your favor. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God tonight. Jacob wrestled with what he thought was a man, but it turned out to be God. And he received a blessing. This blessing was a confirmation of the promise and blessing that God had given to his dead father before him. God told Abraham that I'm going to bless you and your seed. And so Jacob, being the grandson of Abraham, received the promises that God said unto his grandfather, blesses him. How many of you grandparents are telling your grandchildren that I promise you that you're going to be blessed? How many of you that God spoke to you concerning you, your children, and your grandchildren, that he's going to bless your family, that he's going to deliver your children and your grandchildren? He's going to turn things around in your favor, in your family. Oh, glory to God unto you. And you're still waiting. Don't say, my God, don't give up. Oh, God, change. Change for your family is on the way. In the name of Jesus Christ. On this night, because Jacob, hallelujah, listen to this. Why did God touch Jacob's hip? Listen to why God had to do it. Jacob was a person. He was strong-willed. Glory to God. His eye began to mess up when he had an encounter. How many of you know tonight, when you have an encounter with God, God is going to leave a mark on you. God is going to leave something on you so that people may know that you had an encounter with God. Bless his name on tonight. How many tonight desire to have this encounter and for God to mark you so that when others see you, they may know that you was with God. They may know, they will know that you have spent some time in the presence of Almighty God. Glory to God tonight. Jacob's life, as I come to a close, hallelujah, Jacob's life was forever changed because of his determination and persistence. A major change happened in his life because he decided to hold on in the midst of his pain and struggles. A dynamic change took place in the middle of his life. Hallelujah. He said, I am not going to let you go until you bless me. How many tonight, hallelujah, my shanda, oh hallelujah, tonight, of course, I determined to hold on in the midst of the pain, hold on in the midst of our struggle. You're holding on in the midst of your sicknesses, you're holding on in the midst of frustration, you're holding on in the midst of the hurt, you're holding on in the midst of rejection and disappointment, you're holding on in the midst of the setbacks in your life, the hindrance in your life, you're holding in the midst of the roadblocks that the devil is sending after you. You're holding on in the midst of the stumbling blocks that is keeping you frustrated and restricted. My God, tonight, you're holding on to the door and the doors have been closed in your street. Hallelujah, God, will you still be determined to hold on because a change is about to take place. God, in the midst of all that you may encounter or all that you're going through, he said to tell the people, hold on, because a change is about to take place in your life. God is saying, hold on. The change in your family is here. We prayed for some families last night. Let me encourage you tonight, if you're on this line, God say, hold on, because the change is coming in your family. The change that if you can live tonight, even as this word is going forth, God, I'm bringing change in your family. Hallelujah on this night. The change in the life of your children and grandchildren. God said, I'm fixing it on this night. He said, hold on. Hallelujah. The prayers are being answered. And a change is taking place right now on this platform as this word is going forth. The word of God is spirit and the word of God is life. And so as I'm speaking, God say life is being released for your children and your grandchildren and the things that you've been praying for and believing God for. You have some friends, you have some loved ones that you've been praying for. God is here tonight, my God. The change is coming. The change is here. Bless the name of the living God. Thank you, Lord. If you believe in God for that job and promotion, that increase in your paycheck or your income in your bank account, change is coming right now. If you believe it, if you believe in God for that house, for that business, hallelujah, God, that change is here tonight. You believe in God to go into ministry or for that marriage, God is saying, change is here tonight. God is saying the change is here. I don't know about you, but I believe tonight. If God can do it for Jacob, then God can do it for me. Someone's name is about to change. God say, I'm about to change someone's name in this season. I changed Jacob's name. He said, I'm about to change your name. Glory to be my shekel. Yes, God. I hear you. Hallelujah. I don't know if you were seeing the ghost, but God said, hallelujah, no longer be the sinner. Hallelujah, my God, if they used to call you a human man, a shanda that was out there in the world, now they would call you a woman of God, a man of God, because he said, I'm getting ready to change your name because of Jacob's persistence. He was told that his name would no longer, my God, be called the same name. Hallelujah. And I shall your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but it shall be called Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men, and you have prevailed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Israel means God prevails. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God on tonight. So God is saying tonight on this platform, hold on. that a change must, because the name of Jacob means something different from what God, from his character. His character was changed, and so God had to change his name to match with his character. Bless his name tonight. Glory to God. The angel told him, I came. When Jacob began to question the angel and ask the angel about his name, the angel said, don't worry about my name. I came here to do a job. I came here to bless you, and I'm going to bless you and get out of the room. How many know that God can send an angel in the form of a person that he sends to bless you, and you want to have a conversation, you want to sit down and talk, but the person is saying, God didn't tell me to sit and talk. God just said to give you this $1 million check. God just said to give you this house or give you this car. I have nothing more to say. Let me go. I've done what God asked me to do. Don't you see that we're in a time where the wealth of the wicked is being transferred to you? Don't we see that we're in a time that wherever the sole of your feet, God said, you touch it, you will possess the land. Whatever your hands touch, God said, it will be blessed. So we are in that time. God is saying tonight, hold on, that your change is coming. Don't you ask no question. When I send it to you, just look at it, accept it, and say, God, thank you. Begin to give him the glory. Glory to God. Why did God change Jacob's name twice? He had to change Jacob's name twice. Hallelujah. Jacob proved that it was important to demonstrate his willingness to, and so God had to change him. Change is new. And so this is what God is looking for, people of God. This is what he's looking for. He's looking. God had to change everything about him before he went another level in his life. Starting with his name. So God is saying, before you go to another level, I must change some things in your life. I must rearrange some things in your life before you go to another dimension. His name, Jacob's name, meant heel grabber or heel holder or supplanter. Bless his name. That was the meaning, the correct meaning of Jacob's name. Hallelujah, God. And so as we see what God did to Jacob, God is showing us here, once you have a real encounter with God, you can never and will never be the same again. You cannot be the same again. In verse 30, Jacob called the name of the place where he was wrestling with God to Peniel. Bless his name, glory to God, which means face of God, which means facing God. And so Jacob, as I am done tonight, Jacob was in a place where he had a face encounter with God, a one-on-one encounter with God. And so God is saying tonight, I want to have a one-on-one encounter with you. I want to change some things about you. I want to change some things in your family. I want to change some things in the ministry. There has to be a change for the next level that God is taking us on. There has to be a change in this paradigm shift that God is taking us on. There has to be a change tonight. God said to tell you tonight, hold on, because your change is here. Hold on. I'm taking some things and I'm fixing it in your favor. This is your set time of favor. This is your set time of change. Hallelujah. Are you hearing God tonight? God brings you a blessing tonight. God brings you good news tonight. He said you got to hold on. Hallelujah. Until I change it. You got to hold on until I complete the process in your life. You got to go through some more testing. You got to go through some more trials. Hallelujah. Till you come out like pure gold. Until I change you to be. I am the potter and you are the clay. So I'm changing you into that vessel that I need you to be, so that I may be glorified in your life. Oh, Holy Ghost, fire tonight. Are you ready for this change? Are you ready for the change that God is doing in the earth? Are you ready for the change that God is in the body of Christ? Are you ready for the change that God is doing in the church in this last hour? Are we ready tonight? As we look at Jacob's life and the way he was persistent and determined, can we look at our lives and say we have that same thing going on in our lives? And we are not going to give up And they're not going to let go until we see a result, until we see God release it. God is looking for somebody who is determined tonight. God is looking for somebody who has a made-up mind, come hell or high water. I am not going to give up. I am not going to throw in the towel because there's a light at the end of this tunnel, and I must stay in this fight to see the light. Remember, your fight is not against flesh, and your fight is not against blood, but you're fighting against rulers of the darkness of this world. Jacob had a physical fight. We're dealing with a spiritual fight. Blesses him, and God is saying, be prepared for this fight. He wants to prepare you for this fight that is ahead. Listen here tonight, people of God. This is the time and the season that God is telling us it's time to move forward. The devil is blinding so many of the eyes of God's people in this last hour, and they're being kept in bondage. And you're missing out on the plan of God for their lives. So God allows things to happen to get their attention that will force us into his divine purpose. That is what he is doing. This is the time God is transitioning his people. As I close, he is calling intercessors home to pray for those of us that will be going through trials and testing in this last hour. The chosen ones, the remnants, the royal priesthood. His divine will is now taking over. He will do what it takes to get our undivided attention. Oh, hear what God is saying. He said, you can't run from me. You can't hide from me. I am going to do what I have to do. He is ready to come. Jesus is ready to come and take his people out of this evil world. He is saying to his church, he's saying to the body of Christ, he's saying to those of you who have not yet been saved and is just putting off salvation. He said, don't give up. Don't put it off. Because time is at hand. Change is on the way. But you got to be in the body. You got to be a part of what God is doing to be able for God to change some things in your life. And so, Father, I give you thanks and praise for your word tonight. That your word, God, that had gone into the hearing of your people and had not fallen on deaf ears. Father, we thank you for the change that is taking place right now in our families, in our lives. We thank you, God, for the change that is happening in ministries and marriages, on the job, God, in businesses. We thank you for the change that is taking place in our minds and in our attitudes, in the way we speak, God. We thank you for the change, oh, God, that is happening, God, in the schools, yes, God, in the nations, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the major change of a revival, the fire of revival that is about to hit the face of the earth, that will change the lives of so many. We thank you for doing it now, God. We praise you, God, for the change in the lives of those on this platform who see the need, God, who heard your word and said, now, God, I'm ready for this change of faith. I'm ready for you to do something new in my life. I'm ready to be transformed by the renewal of my mind. I'm ready to go to the next step. I'm ready to fight for it. I'm ready to wrestle if I have to. And I am not going to let you go, God, until I get the thing that I desire. And so, God, we thank you tonight and we praise you, God, tonight that your word, God, has taken root, God, in the heart of someone, and God, changes are taking place in their life in this very moment, in the mighty name of Jesus, the soon coming King. Amen. Bless his name. As I am done tonight, and if there is someone you know that you need, you want to change, you've been struggling, you've been going through, you've been dealing with a lot, but there is a fight. There is a fight. You need someone to pray with you. You need someone to encourage you. Divine presence is here. He is here tonight to meet that need, to make that change. Whatever it is tonight, God is saying tonight, I am here. I'm here to do what you need me to do. I remember you. I remember your prayer. And I'm here to answer that prayer tonight. I'm here to work with you tonight. I'm here to show you that I will change things in your life the way I did it for Jacob. So God bless you tonight. And if you desire prayer, you can press *6 and you may come over on the platform. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. If you desire prayer on tonight, amen. As the woman of God said, just press *6 and come over. This is actually a live broadcast, and she is taking prayer requests on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for change, change, change on tonight. Change. Glory to God. And as you said, if someone to touch and agree with you on tonight. If you need someone to touch and agree with you on tonight, amen, facing some situations, doesn't matter what it is, we just want to touch and agree with you on tonight. If that's you, people of God, just press *6. Just press *6 and come over to the broadcast side, and the woman of God will touch and agree with you on tonight. Just press *6. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. So we don't see anybody on the platform tonight, but we do give God some praise on this night, people of God, for this word. For this word, this word, this word, glory to God, so beautifully laid out before us, people of God. Amen. Jacob and how he wrestled with God, how he wrestled with that angel, that messenger angel on tonight. But we thank God on tonight, glory to God, because we must have that same stick-to-itness, that same desire, glory to God, to hold on. Amen. And as the woman of God said, glory be to God, change is here. He sends his anointing right now. Glory to God. So no matter what you'll be facing, no matter what you were going through, amen, no matter what, no matter how difficult it looked, people of God, God sent forth his word tonight. Change. Amen. Change. And as she said, somebody's name is going to be changed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Character, everything. Amen. Just like he did Jacob. But we thank God on tonight. We thank God on tonight for this word, people of God. He has sent this word, amen, to heal, deliver, to restore, to turn around, glory to God, to make his presence known in your life, glory to God, that you might know him, that we might know him, people of God. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise on tonight. We thank him. We bless him on this night for this word. Amen. People of God, now listen, we just want to remind you that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight, and as always, absolutely free. Just text us on tonight. I'm already receiving text messages, and yes, we will get you as quickly as possible. Amen. Text us on tonight. The number to text is 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, you can text at 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Text us. Amen. If you're reaching out to us via WhatsApp, certainly the 678-608-7234. You can get us there. Don't forget, people of God, amen, you can also go out to our Facebook page, our Prayer Network Facebook page, as well as our the new REARC Prayer Group 52, the prayer group, REARC Prayer Group 52. Amen. So you can go out there as well. Go out there as well. Listen to the broadcast. Amen. Anytime, however many times you want. And don't forget, people of God, if you don't have Facebook, you can certainly reach out. Amen. Just Google Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God on tonight. Again, don't forget, people of God, our upcoming, glory to God, anniversary celebration. Our upcoming anniversary celebration. People of God, get those head count in. We're trying to get a head count so that we can be sure that we have ample space. Amen. Glory to God. It would not be nice if we got there and it's overflooded with people. So we want to get a head count. If you're planning to come, again, that's July the 8th. July the 8th at the Crown Plaza. July the 8th at the Crown Plaza in Peachtree City, Georgia. And I thank God for this PNN because it is global. This year, people of God, it's in Peachtree City, but next year we're going to be somewhere else. Amen. We may be coming to your city. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for this PNN doing what it do. Amen. It's just the divine ordination of the Lord, and we're grateful to be able to do what the Lord is leading us to do. But again, don't forget, go ahead, get those counts into us. You can text us on those two numbers that you're requesting your broadcast. You can text us there, or you can go out to our Facebook page, go out to the event, and go ahead and sign up through the event, Eventbrite. Amen. Go ahead and do that for us, please, ma'am, please, sir. Again, we're trying to get a head count to see how many people will be coming so that we can prepare adequately. Amen. We want to see your face in the place. I want to see every last one of you. We want to see every last one of you, every last one of you, 10 to 2. We're not going to even keep you the whole day. Amen. Just give us your morning, part of your evening, and you'll be able to drive back to your respective places or fly back to your respective places and be there for your home church on Sunday morning. Amen. So we really, really, really want to see your face. Everybody, we want to see every single last one of you. We want to meet you. We want to greet you. We want to love on you. Amen. We just want to have a beautiful time in the Lord. Amen. So God bless you on tonight. We thank God again. Listen, when you call us to let us know you're coming, if you have other people coming with you, please let us know. Amen. Let us know. Give us their names so that we can put their names on the list. Amen. Because, listen, people of God, this is going to be great. I believe that the Lord had us to move it for a purpose. We believe it's going to be great. God has something in mind. He has something in mind for the PNN, and people of God, listen, you are in the mind of God to come to this PNN celebration. I believe that. I believe that. Amen. Glory be to God. So, woman of God, we thank God for you on tonight. We thank God for you. Thank God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. I don't know about anybody else. I receive this word on tonight. I receive every bit of it on tonight, and I'm grateful for the Lord looking into our situations, looking into, glory be to God, the things that concerns us, because everything that concerns us concerns him. There are people that are getting ready to make business decisions, as you've said, people that are getting ready to make decisions that, amen, Jesus, maybe they've been tussling with even in ministry. But this is the night of change. Hallelujah. We can leave this line tonight assured that it has already taken place. Hallelujah. In our families, it's already done. Hallelujah. Now, listen, we receive it on this line. People of God, when we hang up this line, we still got to know that it's already done. Tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, we've got to know that it's done. And if it's done, it's done. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. But our faith says it's done. Amen. The word of God says it's done. So we give God thanks and praise tonight. Thank you again, woman of God, for allowing the Lord to use you to bring forth the word of change on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just beautiful. It's refreshing. Amen, Jesus, to know that help has come and that help already here. Not on the way, but it's here. Amen. So we bless God for you, woman of God. God bless you tonight. We thank God again for you, for availing yourself to be here with us. Amen. To be here with the people of God, to give us what thus said the Lord at this time and this hour. And because so, people of God, we want to look towards our speaker on tonight. Glory be to God. Look towards our speaker on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Listen, one more thing. People of God, if you desire to be a blessing to the woman of God, if you desire to be a blessing to the woman of God, if you're led of the Lord, amen, and the Lord has moved upon you, amen, desire to be a blessing. When she comes back on, she'll give her Cash App. Amen, Jesus. And if you're not able to catch that Cash App, amen, just text me, let me know, and we'll certainly get that Cash App to you. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight. We're just being mindful, amen, of all that the Lord has said. One of God, we bless you tonight. Amen. And Father, we give you thanks and praise on tonight. We bless you for this word. Father, we bless you for this time. We bless you, oh God, for this ordained time. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight, oh God, for everything that concerns us concerns you. Every area of our lives, we thank you tonight. We thank you for change, oh God. We're thanking you for sending help. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. And we receive it in thy precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you look upon your servant on tonight. We're asking, glory to God, that you look upon her, every situation, even so in her life on tonight. Father, we thank you for moving for her. We're thanking you, oh God, for how you already moved in the precious name of Jesus. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Glory to God. We're asking that you would look upon her now in the precious name of Jesus. Look upon her, God. Look upon her tonight in the name of Jesus. Every situation, every circumstance, we're asking that you look upon her now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for moving. We're thanking you, oh God, that even as she declared this word for you on tonight, oh God, we're thanking you, hallelujah. Glory to God, that you're moving. Oh God, that you have moved, oh God, obstacles. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Glory to God. We thank you for the wind and for the wind of your anointing on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for breathing upon your servant. We give you thanks. We praise. We bless you tonight. We bless you for her on tonight, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We bless you tonight. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would cover her now. Cover and shield her, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, shield her. Father, shield her family on tonight. Father, shield her ministry on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, continue to lead, God, and direct her, oh God, in the way of prayer, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cover her, oh God, help her to continue to stand in a holy place. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We give you honor. We give you glory for her on tonight, in thy precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, cause your face to shine upon her. Oh God, let favor rest upon her, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, when she go out and when she come in, oh God, cause favor to rest upon her. Cause glory to rest upon her, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We thank you tonight, oh God, for making her, causing her to be a glory carrier. Father, for this we thank you, we praise you, in thy precious name, oh God. Now, Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, that you would hide her behind your precious cross. Cover her in your shed blood, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we do bind the hand of the enemy. As sons of God, we bind the hand of the enemy that will seek to rise up against her. Father, we call it to naught. In the name of Jesus, we forbid tonight. We forbid any backlash. We forbid any retaliation. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, cover her. Oh, God, as a ream of fire, God, that the enemy may not penetrate, oh, God, in thy precious name. Father, we thank you. We bless you now in thy precious name, Jesus, for your servant. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, people of God. Glory be to God. And we give you Bahasa. We give God thanks again. We give him praise again on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And at this time, woman of God, we're going to release, amen, the line back to you on tonight. Again, we thank God for you. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for plowing the ground. Amen, Jesus, for this word on tonight. God bless you. Glory to God. You have the platform tonight.
Amen, amen. We do. I do give God all the glory. I seek no glory or no praise. I give it all to him. Without him, I am just nothing. Without him, I can't do nothing. So I want to thank him tonight. I want to just give him the praise for finding me worthy enough to even, or nobody like me to see fit to use me. And so I'm grateful tonight to the Lord Jesus Christ for his kindness and his tender love toward me. I thank God for each and every one of you that has stayed and listened to what the Spirit of God is saying unto us tonight. Evangelist Bradley, the minister of God Almighty, to our prayer warriors and champion advisors, I thank God for you all tonight. And I must say, I don't know about you, but I and that is something that God has given me on this message God has given to me was on the 28th of January in the year 2022. I was just reading, and then God just began to speak, and I began to put down what he was saying. But as we can see, this is a time where change is really taking place. A lot of changes. I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about in the world. And looking at the changes that are happening in the world, it should tell us that we should have there should be a desperation in us, a more determined mindset, a more zeal to get in that secret place of God. There should be a fervent zeal to want to spend time, because believe you me, we have to take advantage of this opportunity while we have it, even in reading and studying the Word of God. We need to take advantage of it, because one day, all of this will soon change. All of this will soon change. So God is saying that there's a change. I don't know about you, but I say, hi, yes, God, oh, shah, yes, hey, bashah. Ooh, glory to God, yes, sir. The shift, I felt the change. And I don't know about you, but I'm expecting God. I stand and live in expectation every day of my life for change. Like Jacob, I'm determined to hold on until God do what he said. He promised Jacob some stuff, and he brought it to pass. But I promised you some things, and I am going to bring it to pass. But you just got to stay there. You got to stay put no matter how you feel, no matter what is going on. He said the change that you've been praying for, that you've been asking me for, that you've been expecting me to do, he said, is here. It is on the way for some. It is here for some. Hallelujah. And he's doing it right now. It depends on your faith. It depends on what you believe. And so tonight, I praise God for his word, because his word is spirit and it is life. And if he say it, he will bring it to pass. We just need to believe that. And so for everyone under the sound of my voice, may you have a blessed night. May God always be with you. Like she said, if you want to be a blessing to me, my Cash App is Sharon Duncombe, SHARONDUNCOMBE, $GET66SIS0. And so it is $Z, like zebra, ET60. And so tonight, I just want you to be encouraged and hold on to God. Those of you who are still in the valley of decision, you got to make up your mind to get on board the ship. Make up your mind to just give it all up. Make up your mind that you got to get it right. Make up your mind that you don't know where tomorrow will end for you, if tonight will be your last night. But God is giving you the chance to come on this prayer line night after night. Those of you who come to make it right. And so I thank God tonight. May you have a good night. May God cover us with the blood of Jesus. May God cover them, cover their homes, their heart, their hearts, their children, cover our minds, God, our bodies. Hallelujah. Protect us and keep us from danger seen and unseen. We thank you tonight, oh God, that that we know that you are there with us, God. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. We thank you for the change that is taking place right now in our lives. Even as we listen to your word, changes were taking place tonight. Father God, go before us. Bind the will of the enemy. Bring his words to naught. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, God. Hallelujah. As we leave this place but not your presence, that your angels are with us to keep us and to watch over us through the night. Bind backlash and the spirit of, and every spirit of retaliation that has been sent against us, sent against this prayer line, sent against this woman of God, sent against everybody that is connected with her. We bind your will, Satan, and we bring it to naught. Until we meet again, you be blessed.
Amen. People of God, that does conclude tonight's broadcast. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Come on back to be with us. Come on back, people of God. There is more. Amen. God bless you tonight. Please be mindful of the announcements. Be mindful of the upcoming celebration, and just give God thanks and praise. Bring somebody back with you on tomorrow night. Tell somebody to come and be with you on tomorrow night. God bless you. Amen. We love you, and we'll see you on tomorrow night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.